views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. It is great to be back with you here today, and boy, you know, we're going to dive into a deep topic that apparently when I came up with this, and actually when I say came up, it was the meditation. What does the divine want me to share with you on a broadcast? And this was about relationships. It's following into the soul diving we were doing, and it goes a lot deeper than that. But this is about the soul and healthy relationships. What is a soul healthy relationship? Now, our soul, our higher self, that's our connection to the divine. And I'm giving you this perspective metaphysically, because it just makes so much sense to me, and that's what I'm sharing with you, a metaphysical approach to how you can have healthy, happy relationships. Wow. Just think about that. Who isn't trying to improve their relationship, or who isn't trying to find that perfect matchup? And yes, let's talk about the romantic ones, the friendships, any of those. Now, here's where it gets tricky, and this is the part that it's interesting in this month, because we have a lot of emotions going on with this month. We're processing them. We have a lot of things popping up that, okay, I'm feeling that, don't really want to, but I am anyway. And you may even be having some physical symptoms that are unexplained. You seem to be perfectly healthy. There's nothing when you go to get it checked out that's wrong with you or anything, but then you may be having something anyway. And we have to look energetically at what our body is trying to tell us here. Mine is very clear, and it's not very pleasant if I don't pay attention to that. I mean, I feel energy at the slightest little nuance change, and it lets me know if I disregard that or ignore that. And it's, you know, I've learned the hard way. No kidding. I've learned the hard way not to ignore that. Empathic people will feel that, but not just empathic people these days. More and more people are beginning to feel this dynamic of this energy shift that we are all experiencing. All the change is happening. Everything we, you know, we're resisting in change. I mean, it's bumpy if you try to ignore that these days. And a soul healthy relationship is exactly that. It is when the soul, your higher self, is calling the shots. You're allowing that path to play itself out in your life. You are choosing from a soul perspective. You're listening to your own intuition, your higher self. And it's quite different than when we allow our ego to choose. Now, ego, if it's a healthy one, you know, I mean, when, you know, that side of us, if it's healthy and balanced and in alignment with your higher self, it can choose very, very well, and you're great. But then there's these times when it's choosing out of fear or panic or resistance to something changing, and it can be a bumpy road. Now, a lot of you have, I've got emails here with questions that came in. You can call into the show if you have a question about this, 1-800-930-2819. But we are going to be talking about how your soul is a key player in what's going on with your relationships. Yep. Yeah. And how can you tap into that so you don't have to doubt that you're making the best choices for your best and highest outcome? Because if you're following and connected with that, there is no second guessing. There is no doubt. You don't have to worry that you've made a choice that's right or wrong, because it's going to take you down a path that aligns with who you really are. If we allow that part of us to be a front runner in things that we do on a daily basis, choices we make when we speak up or when we don't speak up for ourselves, now we are attracting to us true alignments, other frequencies of others that align with us, that would be great friends, great relationships, great partnerships. And it will also be a very clear definition on what needs to go away as well. That's the part that can be quite challenging for most of us, because it's scary to let something go that you know, even though it's difficult, even though it's stressful, even though it might be chaotic, it's painful. You don't know what to do if you let it. You don't know anything else. That's the ego's mindset right there. That's how you know the ego is at the head of this. Now, soul-healthy relationships will align with your truth. And you can also learn to tune into that and listen to that and know that you're listening to your intuition, which is your soul, which is your higher self speaking to you, which is your communication with that divine spark that's you, that's within you. And what could be better than knowing that you're listening to that? You don't have to worry about the trust. You don't have to worry about, you know, did I do this right? You know, the second guessing thing. All of that second guessing and doubt and difficulty trusting your own self is coming completely from the ego side of us. And we all have it. We all have both. And you'll go back and forth with them. But when you have big choices to make, like, should I stay in this relationship? Should I move on? Should I, you know, how can I attract someone in? Maybe you don't have anybody in your life. How can I attract someone in that's a great alignment for where I am and where I want to be? You want to tap in to what the soul is saying to you. And it will let you know. It will let you know so clearly. But how many times do you ignore it? You know, how many times do you, you know, that's just me, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, what if you get a red flag about something? It's like, you don't want to go there. That's not a good idea. And you ignore it because you're trying so hard to force, you know, the square peg into the round hole kind of thing. You know, you're trying to make it happen a certain way. Yeah, there you go. Our angels are definitely here today with me. I asked them to be with, I always have them here every week, but I definitely said, please show up for this one, because what do we need to share with the listeners today about how they can listen to their soul, their truth? How can they listen to this and have a soul healthy relationship? This is a big deal. This is a big deal. Now, you know, a lot of you have been writing me or calling in, and you feel that you're in a position where, and I want to address that, you feel like you're in a position of, I feel like I need to let this go, or you feel like this, you know, you need to move and let something go, and it's very big. Now, if you are feeling that way for a while and that's consistent, you're definitely picking up on something that's not in a frequency match. So, you know, I always turn to the angels and I ask them to just guide me, let me know if I'm okay here, you know, what can, and I bring that focus back to me, not what someone else is doing. Like, what can I do to know that I'm in my truth. And then it's a way of releasing the control of the outcome. And that's the hard part, I know. I want to be able to help you with this today. I really do. And I'm also going to be doing this topic in a symposium on February 16th. It's like a live webinar where we can be right there together, video, live phone call, if that's all you have, or you can, you know, chat in your question. And then I'm going to have all of that up in my next newsletter next week. But that's coming up on February 16th, because this is one show we're doing here. And this is a big topic. And I feel like it's a very important one. A lot of people want to be happy, and they want a happy relationship. They want to find a way to get out of an unhappy one. They want to know how to attract a happy one. And it's all about listening and aligning with your soul. And that's the key right there. That's what we're talking about today. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. Our topic today, soul healthy relationships. What are they? How are they a key player in what's going on? And how can I align with my truth? Stay with us. We will be right back after the break.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you.
Living Kabbalah, experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org, that's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
On Radio, Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
For a juvenile, but then if you're so smart, tell me why.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in with us, welcome to the show. We are talking about soul healthy relationships. Wow. When you are in alignment with your higher self, your soul, that perfect frequency that matches who you really are, you're on your life purpose and a good match there. And you're going to attract in other frequencies that match that. Now, what happens? Now, this is a big one that happens, and I want to talk about this a little bit, and then I'm going to go to a couple of the emails that I received. What happens when you're in a partnership and or a marriage or friendship, whatever, a relationship, and one person is, you know, working on a spiritual growth journey and the other one is very content to stay where they are? You may have started out on the same frequency, but you may find that that's starting to change and you're feeling further and further apart. Now, there's a couple of aspects to that. You can very much feel that because nobody is on the same exact journey all the time. Sometimes you can find that it's drifting apart and then it comes back and it aligns and then, you know, and that's fine. And you, once you realize it's happening, you can release some of the fear of, well, I'm still going to follow my journey and not be afraid of what is going to happen with that relationship. That's a big one right there. That's what really frightens people. I know that I've experienced that with a lot of times in relationships where we're on the same page, then we're not, then we are again, then we aren't. And it takes a big courage from within you to just stay in there if that's what you want. At the same time, how do we know when we need to leave that? Well, you're looking for the toxic parts of a relationship or the toxic things that are not working. And this isn't just about what someone else is doing to you, because that's where we usually go, like, they're treating me bad, they're this, they're that. What? And you need to bring it back to yourself. When we're working with a soul and your alignment where you are, it's never going to be about what they're doing. It's never going to be about how they're reacting to you, how they're treating. It's never going to be about that. I'm not saying they can get away with it, but I'm saying if you really want to find a way out of this, you have to come back to what you can do yourself. Why are you staying in it? Why do you keep attracting it over and over again? These are questions that pop up a lot for people. And when you go to your, this month in particular is really good for relationships in particular, which is why I've done a lot of focus with the energy of February. The whole year is taking us down a spiritual growth path. Everybody, wherever they might be, they're going to be on their own journey. We can't make another, you know, do the journey the way we think they should. We can only work on our own. It's always that way. Nobody can make you do anything that they want unless you choose to let them do that. And when we bring it back to ourselves, we now look ourselves face to face. I mean, it's like looking dead in that mirror going, okay, what is it about yourself that you're not happy with? Because everything we experience, when you're looking at it in metaphysical terms, with energy, with law of attraction, with the way the spirit and the universe works there, what we are putting out there in signals is what we experience. So we have to shift it from within to shift our experience. Now, a lot of times, this could actually improve the relationship you're in. You don't have to worry about it like falling apart or anything like that. But sometimes they do. It just depends. If it's toxic and it needs to fall away, there's a big energy emphasis on that right now. It is a time where we're learning, oh goodness, this is something I've really wanted to avoid, but it just seems like it has to go away. What am I going to do? That kind of thing. Now, when you are really wanting to tap into what the truth is about you, there's no avoiding the good, the bad, the ugly, the things you love about who you are and the things you don't. You have to go there, especially the things you don't, because those are the things that need love and acceptance from you, for you. It's a self-love. People don't know how to respond to that sometimes when I say that, but it is so true. If you want to heal your relationships, if you want to have healthy, soul, healthy, aligned relationships, there has to be a self-love in place if you want to attract that in, because what you are putting out there is what you will attract. That respect, that honor that you would have for yourself. So it means taking some diving, some soul diving deep, as I call it, soul diving into those aspects of ourself that we don't like so much. You know, maybe you struggle with, emotional outbursts, or you lose your temper. That's an example, or, you know, whatever that might be, like, okay. And yes, a situation upsets you. And yes, you know, it seems to always happen around a certain person. Okay, right there, we don't make it about that other person, but we also realize that whatever frequency they put out and whatever frequency you put out is causing a bit of a, you know how some people can bring out the worst in you kind of a thing? That's what I'm talking about. That's energetic right there. That's energetic. So what do? That's when you have to go to the drawing board and work with spirit, work with your soul, listening to your intuition, your higher self. Would it be better if I left this situation so everybody could heal and grow in their own journey? You're not just helping yourself in a situation like that. You're helping everybody involved. And if you can get past the part that it's all somebody else's fault and you look at what you can do for yourself, now you're going to be empowered to make huge changes in your life for the better. I'm not saying it's easy. It can take a little time. It can take a little work. But the avoiding conflict, or the avoiding talking about something, or the avoiding of, you know, working with your own self is big. Now, I will say that honestly, when, you know, here I am, a spiritual teacher, and I'm broadcasting all of this to help you. This is about helping everybody out there, right? But guess what? My higher self, my soul, will not let me avoid working on me. I have to. I can't deliver to you genuine messages and have that connection with spirit and the angels if I am not in a place where I'm aligned and listening to my own higher self. You see, I have to do that too. So, and let me tell you, you can fall pretty hard if you lose track. I mean, it happens. I mean, you realize, oh, wait a minute, I got to get back on track here. You know, that'll happen. It happens to everybody. Nobody's perfect here. We do have an ego that's part of our physical existence. And we're not trying to make that part of us the bad guy. We are trying to, trust the other half of us to make the choices and carve the new path, and allow the ego to align with your higher self is really what you want. That is going to be where happiness just flows. Now, this month, the energies were emotional, so you will be feeling them. Don't turn around and avoid them. Don't try to stuff them down. Really explore with an objective mindset. Why are you feeling so down about this? Why does that hurt your feelings so much? Why don't you feel loved? Why don't you feel loved? What is it about yourself you don't love? That's what you need to look at. And then what can you do to nurture yourself and feel loved? What can you do? Because when you start to do that, you're going to shine in such a different way that it's going to now attract more love to you. It's just the natural cause and effect that happens. You can play with this and test this out. It's pretty amazing. The other thing that will come through is abundance in a lot of ways, not just financial, but in friendships, in happiness, in your life will be filled with abundance in all areas, because you see yourself worthy when you get to this point. You see yourself in a whole different light, and now you're shining very differently. You're shining very bright. So Yeah, we got to talk about the parts we don't like. We got to go there. And we, you know, if you feel like you're struggling with releasing anger about something from a long time ago, you have to go there and address it. Now, if it's so much that it's traumatic and you don't want to go there by yourself, by all means, seek help. Seek help that can help you with this, walk you through this so you're not walking through it by yourself. There's professionals out there everywhere. And you know, I say, you know, definitely do that. If you don't feel like you can do that by yourself, then don't. Don't do it by yourself. So when we come back, I'm going to do some of the questions. I'm going to answer some of the questions that came in. If you want to call in, if you have a question, by all means, 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a short break. We are discussing soul healthy relationships and how we can have one for ourselves. How can we live a happy life? Stay with us. We will be right back after the break.
Authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com
Holistic
today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Thank you. ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you.
Living Kabbalah, experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month Ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month Ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you're just joining us today, we are diving deep today, soul diving, yes, again, with soul healthy relationships. Now, I want to read a question that came in for today's show. And anybody that wants to do that in the future, if you listen on podcast, send your questions in. You can go over to the website and send it right over that way, JenRoyster.com. I don't even know if I spelled that right. I got so much on my mind because I was working with this question and listening to Spirit there. Goodness. Anyway, so this is from Kim. And I want to say thank you, Kim, for being a listener of the show. Let me just read this. This is pretty deep. I just recently discovered my husband has an addiction. He has been working tremendously hard to break this cycle. And for that, and for our daughters, I am tremendously grateful. This is something that was happening unbeknownst to me for most of our 17-year relationship. In my own healing from this, I have now recognized a pattern of addiction in my previous relationships, whether it was alcohol, drugs, or even sex. I left all of these relationships due to these behaviors, yet entered right into another one with the same problems. He just managed to hide it from me. I'm wondering, why have I been drawn to men with addiction? Is this something my soul agreed to and was meant to work through one way or another? I would be forever grateful for an answer from the angels, And she also says, I love listening to the show, and she looks forward to the new classes. And we love having you with us, Kim, as a listener. And thank you for that. That was very kind of you. Now, let's get back to that question. Woo, big one. And for those that would be in a similar situation, first of all, she's wondering why she's been drawn to men with addiction. If you look back, the first thing that I picked up, and I was asking Michael to help me, Archangel Michael, with this one, because I said, Michael, what do we have for Kim here? He said that there is a past life experience here. And when we come into our life, we come in to learn particular lessons. I mean, we do have certain things that we are trying to learn in the particular lifetime we're in. So we can ascend. It's always about the soul growth. Everything is about the soul growth, you know. Part of being in this physical life is part of the soul growth. This is just one of the, like a pit stop almost for it. It's a school of hard knocks down here on earth, really. So when we have something like this going on, addiction, let's define the energy of addiction. This is what Michael is saying. Addiction is a way for people to avoid dealing with whatever it is they got going on. They don't want to go there. They'd rather, you know, drown it out with whatever vice they want. And, you know, we can do that with a lot of things. We can be workaholics. We can be exerciseaholics. We can be, you know, we can avoid in lots of ways. It's not just, you know, the obvious ones, alcohol or drugs or something like that. You can avoid in all kinds of ways. So addiction is avoiding the soul and your higher self and what you need to learn and grow. Okay, now why would you be addicted to someone like that? It's about fixing another, because people with things like that or something like that going on, we're trying to fix everybody else. We're actually avoiding our own too. That can almost be, that's what I see as attractive, and it can be an illusion that's toxic. So for specific prayers in this that I would be asking for help with, if this was me in this situation, I would be asking Michael to lift the veil of illusion for me that white, you know, of that attraction that I have toward something toxic. We have to release and let go of trying to fix another, because they have to fix themselves. And obviously, from what she says, he's working very hard on this. And his own shame of the addiction is probably why he hit it. That's not to defend him in any way, but that's probably why. But we don't want, you know, the repeating for you either, Kim. I mean, that's what you're asking. You're like, I don't want to keep repeating this. Why did my soul do this? Your soul came here to learn how to not avoid its own work and to define and listen to your intuition. Because if you think back, on all these relationships, you probably had a red flag somewhere. I feel that you have a very, very good intuition about you that you are ignoring at times. And I think you know it when it happens. It's like, why didn't I listen to that? It's like, I knew it. But you want something so badly to work out a certain way that you'll ignore it. I've done that before, and yeah. And it always makes sure I remember too. So I've learned, okay, I'm not going to ignore that, even though it doesn't make any sense in the moment, that trust. You're learning to trust your own instincts big in this lifetime. So if you were to ask the angels, and I've asked Michael, he's like, work with me on that. Work with me on bringing the veil of illusion away that hides the toxicity from you, to show you what you're actually being attracted to. It's almost like, oh, you're attracted to something that's like sludgy and dirty, you know, yuck, versus, ooh, why am I not, you know, like something that smells bad that versus something that smells good. So it's a deception that can be released and help you unattach from that. Now, he's working very positively, it sounds like, on things, and that's a good thing. The other thing is, if there is a relationship here that has a lot of love in it, it can overcome a lot of this. And this doesn't mean that this relationship is, you know, going to be over by any means, unless he chooses that he doesn't want to improve. And a lot of people that are addicted to something don't want to change. If they truly want to change, they will. They will. And it happens. They have to find that self-discipline to do that. Kim, you're looking to work on healing, being angry at yourself for being attracted to it, for being attracted to something toxic. Let's look at it that way. So that is a big, that is a quick radio answer, to be honest, because I have to keep moving. But that is a big one. The soul, is this something my soul agreed to and was meant to work through one way or the other? Yes, everything we are going through is, our soul will take us down whatever it takes to make sure we have that lesson learned. It will. If we're avoiding, it'll be a little louder. It'll be a little bumpier, you know. It will do that. Because we can learn from our challenges. We can learn. And, you know, when we start to see our challenges for, okay, this is a repeating thing. Why? And we start to really explore that, which you already are. I think that's fantastic. I'm going to send out a big support and love and prayer for you and your family, because what I feel from Michael and from Raphael coming in to do the healing part here is that this is very salvageable. This is not a ruined family unit here. This is something that is in big transition that is going to heal in a big way. I want you to know that I know that's not easy. I know that instead of focusing on his addiction, obviously you want to make sure everybody's safe and it's not causing any harm to anybody, but focus on exactly what you brought in with your question on this. Why am I attracted to this? What is causing this? Why am I so drawn to this? Because you're trying to fix things outside of yourself when you're drawn to someone that is in a situation that's toxic or broken or however you want to look at that. That's a low frequency. In order to feel drawn and attracted to higher frequencies, we have to start working with those higher frequencies a little bit more. Whatever it takes, not self-sacrifice. If you do a lot of self-sacrifice and putting yourself last, that's another one right there that I want to make sure I address. And with that, I'm going to take another short break. My goodness, that was a big question and a very important one. And thank you, Kim, for writing in. Woo, we are talking about soul healthy relationships and how we can, you know, draw in healthy, happy relationships by listening and trusting our soul when it speaks to us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com
Holistic
today.
Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center.
Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We've been talking about soul healthy relationships and how we can turn inward and really listen to our higher self, our soul, versus our ego. And it has a lot of aspects to it. It has a lot of depth here. And this is some of the most impressive, empowering work you could ever do for yourself. Think of it like spiritual fitness in a way that, you know, you can run that marathon now, because this is deep. This is going into those places that will truly help you discover the missing keys, the missing pieces that you've been looking for your whole life, help you discover why something repeats, as Kim was asking in the question from the previous segment. And, you know, also validate and trust what you're picking up and not second guess it. Now, another question that we came in with email was from Erica, and she says, yesterday I decided to let go of one of the relationships that I felt didn't serve me. It was very hard for me, and I'm very sad. I lost a friendship. And her question is, did my soul make the right decision? And wow, that was a very brave thing. Erica, I know that you've been working on that for a while, well, and having that, and that was a consistent pattern you were seeing. And we do grieve when we finally let go of something that we do need to let go of. Harmful or toxic or, you know, relationships that are not supporting us and we're not our best in a relationship. They could be great people or some, you know, it could be a relationship. There's nothing wrong with the situation except it's not bringing out the best in you, or it's not bringing out the best in them. That doesn't mean it's a blame game on one or the other. That means everybody's going to do better on their journey going in a different direction apart. And if your soul has decided this, Erica, then it is your higher self, and it will always make the decision based on your highest and best good. So even though we have to let go and say goodbye sometimes, and we grieve that, we'll miss them, we'll still, a part of us will still love them, but we know it's the right thing to do. I know what that feels like. I do. I really do. And it will, in time, as you are adjusting to that, you will see that it's better for everybody. You want the other person to be better. You want you to be better. And when you're going through this process, it can take a little time. You know, you have to just allow things to, you know, adjust. The part that's second guessing and the part that's hurting and the part that's in pain is coming from the ego side of us, because it's all it knew because of the programming. The soul is not unhappy one bit about this, because it knows your potential, and it knows that it can only bring in something at a better frequency and a better match for you once the other lower frequencies are out of the way. And it could have been that you're a lower frequency in this one, and now to be a higher frequency, you needed to be separate from that. So see, that could be either way. So we don't want to go into blaming one or the other. It was all them, or, you know, don't go there. Stay with what you can do to improve who you are and raise your frequency. And yes, we do miss them, and I totally acknowledge that. But if your soul knew that this was right for you, then it's always the right decision to listen to your intuition and your higher self. So know that, guys. Know that it's always who you want to trust, even though we can't quite see why. That's the ego that doesn't understand that. Because, like I said, that's our personality. That's our side of us that's about this physical world. And it only knows what we've already done. It only knows the programming. It doesn't understand the concept of something new. We're going to create something new. We're going to explore and go down our path a different way. That's only us, the higher self side, that can do that. And so the ego usually freaks out a little bit, you know, and that's that experience. But know that the soul is not unhappy one bit. The soul actually is happy for you. And if we make decisions out of fear, that's where you want to question, was that an ego decision or a soul decision? Now, we barely scratched the surface of this topic, so I have workshops coming. I mean, wow, in the next week or so. We will be doing a symposium, which is, I say me and the angels when I say we all the time. But I will be doing this. It's a live online class. We'll have video. We'll have microphone. If you just want to call in and listen, you can do that. You'll be able to ask me questions. It'll be live. It will be going into this topic deeper. And if you had some questions after listening to this and you want to join us on that, it will be February 16th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Be sure to check my website for the show links. I need to get those up in the next few days. There'll be a link over there that'll take you right to it. I want to say thank you for listening to the show today. It has been, it's a big one. It is a big one. It's a big topic. And by far, we're not at the end of it. I know that. But we are in a time for 2016 where we can really go into these places and really find some clarity. We don't want to avoid hashing out the stuff that's deep within our soul, because this is the day and time in our lives and in, you know, this current energy we're in to really make a breakthrough. It's a time to make a breakthrough. It's like really a transformative year. We, you know, it's different from last year. This one is a deeper soul, spirit, journey, transformation year. February really kicked us off into, let's open up those emotions. Let's open up that heart and feel. And, oh, you can feel the hurt part too, but we don't want to be afraid to open our heart. And, you know, we want to be able to open our heart and know that we can love, and yes, we'll feel all of the emotions, but they just pass through like energy passes through. So I want to be able to bring you shows that can truly help you this year in a soul journey transformation. So that's what I ask every week for what we're going to talk about. So please do, if you want to join in on this topic and you want to join us for that webinar, that online class, be sure to get on my newsletter because I will put that posting and that link in there as well. Or go over to the website. I should have that up in the next few days, that link, so you'll be able to sign up for the class. Thank you so much for listening. I want to say thank you to those that write in their questions. I know that some people can't listen to the show live, so that's a great way to send your question in on a show topic. So you can do that at radio@jenroister.com, JenRoyster.com. Thank you so much for listening. I wish everyone much love, happiness, and listening to your soul, tuning in, and live your truth. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.